It doesn't get any better than that. Trade up.
Yep, trade up to a liquid retina display, longer lasting battery, single lens portrait mode, super cool colors, and more.
Plus, Sprint offers a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try Sprint for 30 days, love it, or get your money back.
It's a great way to see for yourself why Sprint is the right choice.
With a great network and great savings.
Right now at Sprint, trade in your iPhone 6S or newer in any condition. Seriously, in any condition, and get the brilliant iPhone XR for just $0 a month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $0 a month after $31.25 a month credit applied within two bills. Reprise unlocked. Trade-in 24-month installment billing, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Max due at sale. Guarantee applies to new lines of service and select exclusions apply. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
From the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping.
You do the saving.
CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
This is the Ohio State Station, live from the Fan Studios. You are now listening to the Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Bean.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today.
All right, here we go on a nice little... What is this, Wednesday show?
I guess.
It's a weird show because it's only 30 minutes and we're done.
Basically.
It's like a New York's, New York Mets
New
season.
New York's minute.
Ooh. Yeah, so Beamer, it's good to see you. You just stayed in the chair that you were in just another 30 minutes. Thank you for doing just another 30 minutes.
Sure.
I mean, this really isn't even Francesa Town. This is just 3.5 hours for you. And you're just going to be the bounce-off guy for tonight.
Absolutely, man. I'm happy to do it. And, you know, I've done a couple of things before where I've done, like, 10 to noon and then 3 to 6. And I know we had crazy weeks before.
It's been worse than this,
so,
right?
So an extra half hour with you, my best friend in the entire world, Timmy Hall. No, man. Boy,
it's almost like you believe it when you say that. And CB back there. Is he CB or is he... EBC.
He's
today.
Kind of been EBC.
The later
today.
In the day it gets, the more.
The more evil.
The longer I go without a chicken finger, it gets more and more evil up in here.
He made some homemade pasta today for lunch. That's what he did today. No fast food, no nothing. He did some homemade pasta.
What? Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't bring a bag in today?
No. What I told Bone is that I'm trying to, you know, use this week to kind of do the healthy route for a little bit, and then once man comes back, you know, go back onto the old ritual.
I like that. Now that man is out of the building for a week, so no one's there to ask him, what's in the bag? He can just eat a little bit healthier and then get the unhealthy stuff back to impress common man. He'll yell at you if you eat healthy.
I told you that, like, I haven't eaten Popeye's chicken in years.
Did you get it today?
No, I didn't, but I've become craving it.
Yeah, Bone's
over
talking
the last,
about it a lot.
He was talking about it, and I'm seeing people talk about it on Twitter, and I've got Colin in my ear. He's talking about it, saying it's the greatest thing. So if you don't know this, I went to Western Kentucky for a semester. They had
loved every minute of it.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah.
I can't say enough nice things about that place. And so there was literally a Popeye's chicken on the ground floor of our dorm. So I would eat it 2 or 3 times every single day because it was easy. I would come home from class, it'd be right there, and it was fantastic, and it was delicious.
Mm.
I have not had Popeye's chicken since I left Western Kentucky in the fall of 2011.
Taken the little field trip over here to the Popeye's work?
I've not gone.
Yeah.
I have not gone in 8 years.
Wow.
I have not had Popeye's, and this is going to get me to break stride.
Well, that's a shame
on
you.
Chicken sandwich.
That's a shame on you.
Why? I had it every
not?
Day for 6 months. I got a little bit of taste aversion. It's delicious, but I feel like I've had enough to pump into my system for 8 years. Now I think I'm going to get back on the bandwagon.
Well, I guess I'm saying get back on it. You can't really, you've known that you've had access to Popeyes.
Of course.
So it's not something that you can sit here and say like, oh man, like I haven't had Popeyes in such a long time.
It's not like Bojangles that I don't have access to.
Right.
I'd have that every day.
We were talking about Bojangles just on Monday. We stumbled into one of my favorite conversations to have, which is the out-of-town restaurant, fast food chain that you would desperately want to bring here to Central Ohio. And me and JP were talking about it. And while Cookout was number one for me in the Southeast, Bojangles was right there as well. He even knew that where the nearest Bojangles was. I don't remember what city it's in, but there's one in West Virginia.
Oh, good.
So maybe we go see the local heroes over there and right. Get some Bojangles. Get a little spicy Cajun filet. Oh, baby. I ate a lot of those. I'd say 3 times a week. when I was in North Carolina.
I might just go to Popeye's tonight. Meredith might be making dinner right now. I know she's got a softball game tonight, but I just may go by and pick up a sandwich for the road.
There's a spicy there. There's a spicy. So, Beam, it is the 21st of August. We start on the 31st of August. That's pretty good. I finished up the last installment of Buckeye Replay today. It's going to air at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. It's the edition of the Rose Bowl game.
All right.
You, a man of many unique experiences,
yes,
did the Rose Bowl game.
Yeah.
Another reason why you won't make it to 45.
No, I won't.
Because you've gotten to do so many cool things.
I got to say, it really was one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do, man. You're sitting there in Pasadena. You're going through this sleepy town, and it's always played on New Year's Day. They got the parade that's going on. If you want to go out to the stadium the night before, kind of get the lay of the land, there are people sleeping outside in tents getting ready for the New Year's Day parade out there that's in Pasadena.
Sounds intense.
Yeah, I mean, it is intense. And then, you know, you go in, and Timmy, it's unlike anything really I've ever seen, because you know, you're going through this sleepy little neighborhood, and then you kind of take a back road and you go across a bridge and you drop down, you see all these nice beautiful houses on the mountains, then poof, all of a sudden out of nowhere, like a mirage. I mean, it's one of the most iconic stadiums that you've ever seen in your life, and we get to walk across the grass and the field, man, and it was almost like Augusta National turf. Like, it looked so
perfect. There's a golf course there, yeah,
and it's not very good, the golf course.
But there still is one.
There still is.
It's better than not having one.
Exactly. And then of course the golden hour in college football, where the sun is setting and the mountains almost turn this orangish purple hue. Like, it's one of the best things I've ever gotten to do. It's really cool. And Ohio State won that game, and they beat Washington.
You know, when you listen back to this game, a lot of games, and look, the thing that I found out going back over the 2018 season here in doing this little special project, a lot of seasons, you don't just run away with every single football game. I mean, when you think of a game, when you think of a 13-1 season, it's easy to just think that you had a lot of those games
sure.
in the bag. When last year, you really didn't. I know everybody remembers how crazy the 2002 national championship run was, where you were pretty much flying by the seat of your pants in a lot of those games.
Almost
all of them. I didn't feel that way when we got a few months removed from this one. Maybe it was because of the bloated stats that Dwayne Haskins put up. Maybe it was because of securing a really nice legacy for Urban Meyer as a coach statistically. But when you went back into it, there was a lot of dicey situations. And this game, it was, I would say that it was, I mean, it was a 28-3 ball game.
And it was a blowout
in the fourth quarter. And it wound up being 28-23, and they scored that last touchdown late, and they needed an onside kick. So I don't put that one way up there, but still, when you look at that final score, you go, wow, like, it was 28-3, and then the scoring just stopped for the Buckeyes, and Washington got back in there. And there was a little bit of nerves, because you wanted to make sure. I remember how much we talked about single-digit losses Urban Meyer. That was a big, big point of emphasis. And anytime you were around the program, if anyone tried to belittle the importance of a Rose Bowl, especially when it was going to be a natural Big Ten, Pac-12 champions against champions of the conference, both left out of the college football playoff, but Washington was a three-loss team, and they were a pretty good three-loss team as that goes. One of their losses was by a touchdown to Auburn.
One of the best defenses of the
season
in college football as well.
Yeah. So it was a good way to finish up, beating the Huskies, being 13-1, and just every little thing that you secured for Urban. And as I was writing that close today, to sort of, cuz I'm closing up the Buckeye Replay, and it was, you know, as we're saying, Urban Meyer was a big point of emphasis in that game because we all knew it was his last one.
Yeah.
So I figured I had to write it to Urban Meyer's accomplishments and sort of riding off into his coaching sunset. So even if he comes back in, we're not seeing him here at Ohio State in all likelihood. 83-9, four major bowl victories, five if you want to count that national championship, just throwing a national championship there, three-time Big Ten champs. That's the one to me that's surprisingly light with everything that he's done.
Sure.
Seven-time winner of the game.
Mm.
A lot of people's favorites, your favorite.
Yeah.
24-game win streak to start his tenure here. 30 straight Big Ten regular season wins to start his tenure. 30! And then 54-4 in the conference. And maybe my favorite thing is that we are easily able to recall all of the losses.
All of the games.
Because there were so few.
On two hands, and that's it. And zero Big Ten Coach of the Years for Urban Meyer, which is...
Oh, you just can't have those.
Not at Ohio State. Listen, I will tell you this. If Ryan Day goes undefeated this year and Ohio State goes 12-0 and he doesn't win Big Ten Coach of the Year as a new coach taking over for Urban Meyer, there is Ohio State will never have a Big Ten Coach of the Year. There's no day, no way. But everything that you listed off there, Timmy, it really is amazing. You know, when you kind of remove yourself from the season, like you go back and you look through what Ohio State went through. Yeah, 77-31 against Oregon State. They were a bad team. That was, you know, pretty crappy game. Ohio State, they beat Rutger 52-3. Okay. Then you get to the TCU game, right? 40-28. We know that that was dicey until late in the fourth quarter. Tulane, blowout. All right, your three non-conference games, you're good. You got those suckers done. But then you look at really the remainder of the schedule. You had tight games. I don't necessarily say tight games, but games that you weren't comfortable in basically the entire time. Penn State is next. 27-26, Ohio State got that one. Ohio State beat Indiana. I was at that game, 49-26. That was closer than the score made it look. Ohio State against Minnesota. We know that Minnesota was an okay team last year. They hung with Ohio State basically the entire time. You have the Purdue game, which was an absolute nightmare for Ohio State fans last year. 36-31 victory over Scott Frost in Nebraska. 26-6 over Michigan State. That game was absolutely horrendous. It was hideous. It was a punting battle. Then you go to Maryland, 52-51 in overtime, and then 62-39 when you beat Michigan. But even the Big Ten championship game at 45-24, that was no blowout.
It had to be late. It was late in that one. Yeah, it was a touchdown game in the fourth quarter, Ohio State Northwestern. Remember how much we were on edge the whole entire game? We both were in the stands as fans after we did our
about 10
our
rows apart
the game
from each other
in Indy. Yeah, and we were just sweating it out because you think you've got to play the style points game. And though I'm watching that game in that purview, like, oh, boy, this is just not enough. Not enough. We got to be up by 20 by now. We got to be up by 30 by now. We got to be looking good here. Offense, defense alike. We got to dress to impress that college football playoff committee. And I guess we'll never know. Like, if we could have 59-0 them, maybe that would have been good enough to get in the good graces.
Sure.
Get that last spot.
I don't know. You know, they finished sixth in the college football playoff rankings.
Right.
They didn't even finish at number five.
That's true. That's
so,
true.
Because I believe
was Notre Dame undefeated?
Notre Dame was undefeated,
they
and I believe Georgia was at number five, and they were a one-loss SEC team. But, you know, you look back on the tenure of Urban Meyer here, and, you know, we've done this before on this show. There's a myriad of different things you can pick as your favorite moments. You know, mine happens to be 7-0 against the team up north. That, to me, is just, it's something you practice every single day, and any Ohio State player who goes through the halls of the Woody will tell you that that's the most important thing when it comes to that. And whenever you dedicate yourself to something that big and you go undefeated against them, that's huge. But, you know, as Timmy, as we're on the eve of a new season here in only 10 days' time, you look back and you think what Urban Meyer did to take this program into the next step. And you look forward to seeing what Ryan Day can do to continuing, you know, that tradition, the excellence, everything about Ohio State football, moving it into the next era.
You know, what's crazy is, correct me if I'm wrong, and this is probably just Division One, but for anyone that's been, he actually had a better win percentage at Utah, but he was only there for 2 years. But the 902 win percentage at Ohio State, at a program like that in the Big Ten, coaching that many years, I couldn't find any example of anyone in history that has coached at a place that long
above 90
and had a win percentage that high. And he's third all time in history behind the two Notre Dame legends, Knute Rockne and Frank Leahy. That's it. Boston College and Notre Dame there, but mostly Notre Dame.
Mm.
And then Urban, 854 across all of his jobs.
Phew.
Third all time. So,
and that's a guy who coached at Bowling Green and Utah before he took the Florida job in Ohio State.
Sorry if you were listening to all that, Ryan Day, but don't worry about it.
You'll be
just
all right.
Do you.
You'll be
okay. So one of the guys that you're going to have, maybe this is the most versatile player on the Buckeye team. Do you know which side of the ball this guy is on? You could say at least one of us right here wants to be absolute best friends with the guy. We'll talk about him next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
The blade hitting the ice. The rattle of the boards. The roar of the crowd.
We are your home for the Jackets. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, lease an all-new, greater-than-ever 2020 Corolla LE for just $169 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. Or get any new built in the USA 2019 Camry with $1,500 cash back. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit OhioStateFourMiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
Hey Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with smart energy choices for your home or business. Take advantage of AEP Energy's renewable energy plans to protect the environment and protect your wallet from rising energy costs. Boundless choices, boundless commitment, boundless energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. That's aepenergy.com/OSU, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be?
The American spirit.
Do you feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 10 days.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. Visit buyatoyota.com.
Your Ohio State flagship station. The Fan.
Set sail for Huntington Park as the final homestand of the regular season continues through Sunday. Wednesday is Dollar Day at the ballpark, where you can enjoy Sugardale hot dogs, popcorn, Uncle Ray's chips, Cheryl's cookies, and Pepsi soft drinks, all for just $1 each throughout the game. We will also be auctioning the Columbus Jets jerseys off the players' backs via a silent auction and post-game meet-and-greet opportunity. First pitch is set for 6:35 p.m. Thursday is Thirsty Thursday with first pitch at 6:35 p.m. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit ClippersBaseball.com.
Right now at Germain Lexus, we're hosting the Golden Opportunity Sales Event, and the incentives are fantastic. Enjoy low lease payments and financing rates as low as 0%. To get started, go to germainlexus.com. Financing on a limited term with approved credit ends 9/3/19.
This is Bob Capace, owner of Worthington Jewelers. Our annual remount and upgrade event runs through the 24th. We'll help you with your diamond remount or upgrade to a new style. Shop local and come see us at Worthington Jewelers, one of a kind for a lifetime.
What democratic socialism is about is saying...
Sorry, I just don't feel the burn. Socialized medicine price controls and cookie-cutter coverage would cripple what makes our Medicare drug coverage great.
I'm glad our senator voted to protect our coverage and keep America the leader in innovating cures for Alzheimer's and cancer.
Thank you, Senator Portman, for voting to stop socialist policies like Medicare price controls while protecting market forces in Medicare coverage. Learn more at freemarketmedicare.org, paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
The Buckeye Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The best synchronized swimming you've ever seen in your life lives right here. Back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
All right, Beamer, a little time left in this short program to talk about the Ohio State defense. And they were doing their thing last night. You had the DBs and Jeff Hafley. You also had some wide receiver talk, and Brian Hartline was there. I'm really excited about that side of the ball. We'll just leave that one there for today.
Yeah.
but Sean Wade was
your guy,
part
man.
Of the discussion. We had him in our top 10. I think we had him right on number 10 when we ran off our 15 best players for Ohio State football in 2019. Sometimes you just get a guy and you're just not going to let him get below a certain point.
Sure.
I think I had said that on some show. Like, oh, I think he's at least a top 10 player overall on this team. So if I was going to have any say in anything, he wasn't going to be behind number 10. And that's, I think, right where he was.
I respect it.
Because Maddie didn't have him on his list at all. We had a few that were different where, you know, I had some on my list. He didn't have them on and vice versa. But he also said, oh, that's more of an oversight by me. Like, once he heard the name and where I had him, he was like, oh, crap. Like, he did one of those. Like,
it's like when
too.
You're talking about, mm-hmm. like, your favorite receivers in the NFL or something like that.
Oh, I forgot
top
DeAndre
five,
Hopkins.
You're like, oh, my God, yeah, duh, he's number one. He's the best.
Right, yeah, that kind of thing. So Jeff Hafley had this to say about Sean Wade and maybe the most versatile guy that we have back there, because we tried to talk about position and what the defense is actually going to look like with a single high safety. Where's that other safety going to be packaged?
Sure.
Are we going to have a 4-3, you know, with the D-line linebacker front? Is it going to be, you know, a bullet position in there? Is that going to bring off an outside linebacker? Or is that going to bring off a safety type of thing? Like, how is all that going to look? Jeff Hafley said, honestly, you could put nickel, talking about Sean Wade, you could put corner, you could put safety, because it might look like all those things, right? Sometimes you see him there, sometimes you see him there, sometimes you see him there. Kind of like all of the above. We'll probably just list him as a corner, I guess, right? Jeff Hafley talking about Sean Wade.
That's got to be, you know, pretty thrilling for Ohio State fans to hear, because as we know, the defensive secondary wasn't as good as it should have been last year. It was, you know, nothing to the standard that we thought it should be. So anytime you hear that you got a guy in Sean Wade there, you know, you can say, all right, he can play cornerback, he can play safety, he can play nickel, like he can play maybe the bowl position, like depending on his tackling form. So, you know, I think you, Timmy, as an Ohio State fan out there, and if you're listening, anytime you have the talent of a guy that's that versatile, right, you just start salivating. And then the process becomes, how do we get this guy on the field, right? And I'm sure they were doing the same thing with Brendan White last year and saying, like, you know, he's probably playing really well in practice. He's doing great. Like, you know, maybe our other safeties, our strong safeties aren't playing so great. How can we get him in? And so he played so well last year that they literally made up a spot so that he could get on the field more. And I anticipate that same thing out of Sean Wade this year, that they're going to, any sort of package with an extra defensive back, that's going to be his role. He's going to be a hybrid defensive back, not talking about the bullet position, but anything they need him to do, any goal, that's what he's going to do.
Don't you think, though, that he could also easily play that position?
When we pull
up the highlights of his best stuff last year, and I know there's a little bit of a thing there when you pull up Sean Wade's best stuff, you're also leaving out some of the plays where he is a little out of position and maybe misses a tackle, but I just think I'm going to side with a guy's high end, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to choose to side with a guy's high end. And then when we get a great young coach in there like Jeff Hafley, let's elevate that and let's bring that consistency up there to match what his peak performance is. And Sean Wade, show me that. I mean, some of his best stuff has been lowering the boom, right?
Yeah.
And meeting the ball like right when it arrives.
The hit against Michigan last year.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, you talk about a bolt position, someone that can come up there and show his physicality. He might not be, you know, 6'2", 245 pounds like a speeding linebacker, but man, that guy is not afraid to hit and get dirty a little bit. This is Sean Wade talking about the speed that they have on defense right now.
Really, we're playing really a lot faster. We got a lot of linebackers that's moving like Barron. Barron is very fast, like 4.5 at this age. So that's irregular. But we're just playing a lot faster. I feel like that's been our goal.
That's a great line.
That is irregular. Barron Browning's like 6'5" too. I mean,
he's too big.
Big fella out there. So that is a fantastic line out of Sean Wade. But, you know, it's good to see that, you know, if the linebackers are moving fast, Timmy, and if they're doing their jobs, that allows the defensive backfield to really do whatever they want back there. And I think that's what Ohio State is really focusing on, locking down that linebacker room, making sure that those guys are free to play, moving about so that those safeties and corners don't necessarily have to worry about looking in the backfield first if it's a run or not, and be able to get that drop, and then you make more plays in the ball, more interceptions. It's just all around better for your defense.
One more from Wade on what he's gotten from Coach Half.
Learning the game more. I feel like he taught us the game from just different aspects of route concepts, of different splits of a receiver. So if they're like tight, they're probably going to span and throw deep routes. If they're wide, they're going to do some type of slant. If one bubbles, if two bubbles, one's going to definitely do a slant something coming inside. So just learning different route concepts, really.
I tell you what, man, strength of the team. One of the strengths of the team back there. I
mean, secondary?
There's a lot of good vibes, good thoughts about them. Halfley, you know, gushing over Jeffrey Okuda, how they've been looking just overall the defense in practice. He gave a lot of credit to the linebackers and the D-line for causing disruption and tip balls and all that. As a result, you know, the secondary guys get to catch the ball and come up with the play. But overall, a lot of playmaking to be had by that defense in practice so far.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the strong parts of that defensive unit, Timmy, and really it's just, you look at the D-line through the linebackers, the talent that they have, and the secondary overall. I think last year, honestly, it was a blip. It was an anomaly. It was an anomaly. And they'll be much better this year. So I would be shocked if your Ohio State defense isn't in the top 20. Now, my goal for them is to have the top 10 defense, if Halfley is the guy that we think he is, but I would be pretty surprised if they're not top 20, top 25 in total defense this season.
I want them top 10.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think I heard my man Bobby Carpenter say top 5.
Beautiful.
That's what he's expecting out number of those guys.
Number one. I want them number one.
Top-ranked defense. Well, you know, that shouldn't be out of the question. To finish a season number one in total defense here at Ohio State should not be out of the conversation at all. All right, what's coming up tonight?
97.1 The Fan's Buckeye Show. Where it's at. Where it's
at. All right, you know what we're going to be getting to next here on The Fan. We got some crew soccer coming your way. You got baseball. You got the Little League World Series. You got a lot
watching
of fun things going on.
The Little League World Series at all?
I'm trying to. I missed it yesterday, but I'm trying to. I was seeing that Virginia's got a team. I don't know what they did last night, though. I don't know if they're still in it.
I'm going to say they won.
I'm just going to say they won, too.
I've got no clue.
We're getting close to the end. I think it runs through August 25th.
Yeah.
So you got the two brackets, you got the American teams and the international teams. I like it. I think it's cool. I'd like to take my son to Williamsport one time.
Be great.
I love how they did the MLB game there, too, to get it going.
And then they had a Mumford & Son concert and it ruined the field.
Right. Damn, we shouldn't have done that. All right, we got the crew taking on New York FC tonight. Let's get it going. That's next right here on The Fan.
The undisputed leader in talking about nothing. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. We're expanding our services with walk-in clinics, after-hours care, and more providers than ever. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at Adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
Calling all Buckeye fans, foodies, and tailgate connoisseurs. Buckeye Taste and Traditions magazine presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau is back and available free of charge at participating Central Ohio Donato's and Dickey's Barbecue Pit locations on game day at Ohio State Football Fan Fest and through the Buckeye Mobile Tour. Grab your copy today and get the scoop on tailgating recipes and tips for game days, plus insights into iconic traditions associated with Ohio State football. Buckeye Taste and Traditions presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau.
Got an old car you want to sell?
I do, for cash.
Then go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK and they'll give you a cash quote.
Oh, you mean like Johnny Cash said?
I wear black because I'm comfortable in it.
Not that kind of quote. I mean, if you go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK,
yep.
Pick and Pull will give you a quote for cash for your junk car.
Got it.
And towing is free.
You know who said that?
Yeah, I did just now.
That's right.
Got an old junk car? Need cash? Call 800-442-JUNK, 800-442-5865, or go to pickandpull.com.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Common Man here. Right now, for every window you buy, you get the next one free. No limits and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 614-221-0700 or go to universalwindowsdirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
When clients come in, I think what they can feel is our passion.
That's Robert Violante at Diamonds Direct, talking not about price or selection or warranties, but about the total experience, the world-class treatment every guest receives from minute one.
I can't tell you how many clients either leave a five-star Google review or call us and let us know that they shopped everywhere else, but when they walked into Diamonds Direct, the way that they were greeted,